know if you can't get the soul, then what would you do if you were starving your last, crying out, you know, you cry with all your strength, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And you're operating on all parts of the systems of your body. So therefore, you're reaching the point, you got to know these cycles of when they're coming around and know the symptoms of them when they hit your body. Can you already understand what I'm saying there a little bit?
Yes, sir.
It's gonna make you feel depressed. It's gonna make you feel like, I don't know. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's gonna make all kind of multiple, flexible ways because that's the old world dying, and it doesn't want to just let go.
Yes, sir.
No way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, so therefore, by you feeling these things, that means that you're right on time. Now, I'll tell you what, if you wasn't getting these kind of symptoms and you wasn't going through any forms of sick mentality and physical aspects, then you better check yourself out, because when you get ready to go out the door, that might be the last time that everybody ever sees you.
Well, sir.
Yes.
We need the parts of code of conduct. This is a man into the house, those who are tending the mosque, and all those aspects. So we need to clarify this thing.
Okay. You got to remember this. You got to remember this here. Yeah, but I don't want mine. It's just two iron pills. I don't want them. Okay. You back with you?
No, sir.
Everybody
there? No, sir.
Okay. If you're reading, prophecy has to be fulfilled, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you read in Ezekiel, it says, Son of Man, has God come to this particular part yet? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so therefore, everything that's happening to the Son of Man that's in that particular part of Ezekiel, it's happening to when it happens to him. A lot of times in prison, that's why he's on our middle of our group, says, have you reached that point yet? And the way that he says, have you reached that point yet, is by what you're saying right now.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
He said, well, what about the code and conduct, you know? So therefore, I'm saying that so that you'll be able to go through the book, you'll be able to read it, and you can find out where you're at exactly, but maybe not in that particular part where you asked about this. And that's also a part of when the Exodus was taking place and the people were coming to Moses all the time and was asking them about those particular aspects and was requesting his understanding on what they should do, and he was telling them to lay down these new ways of behavior patterns to the peoples and what person and what place should be there. You know, so therefore we get to this part now on this code and this conduct aspect of relationship. But you got to remember, when I give you something, never hold fast to exist. You write it down and you leave it in a state of limbo. You know, like I told you, if you see something today, you wait till tomorrow for further clarification of it.
It's
yin and yang. Can you understand what I'm saying? So understand that when we get knocked into this field, because like it says in the first place, you know this field would have to come into existence. Okay, now the first thing I wanted to lay down too is just how I was talking to the brother, I was explaining to him that the reason that there have to be two different kinds of fall and different things over there. And then you got to remember this here. We got to experience all the hard knocks in order to become a no, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And there's the yin and yang, everything that exists, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And then you will be back face to face with everything and anything that you wish it more than a lot of time. The person that's one of these right, mama, and especially the most out of it, right, mama, must be pulled to the front. Those are main factors. You know, your chain of command is, you know, the chain of command of the code of conduct is what? Number one, a lot of time, okay, the person that's one of these right, mama, and number two, especially the most out of it, right? And then when you say number three, you say, answer hell, Muhammad, you don't put it B, you put your hip to your own chest and say, answer hell, Muhammad. You don't put nobody before that chain of command. Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's one of the coding conduct. Okay, so by you knowing this here, once about that, the person that's supposed to be from, I'm going to give you knowledge, then you can be charged with the demons. If you should have that knowledge and you did not reveal to that knowledge and you did not push about that knowledge that laid down, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, well, then the most out of the life. Make known to you. That's what we're talking about behind the shadow of God, about the train.
Well, sir.
Turn around and take a look. And then when you turn back around, and then you want to know, well, why did you leave me? I don't understand. And when you're breaking it down, they still don't understand. Why? Because it's off the train.
Yes, sir.
And so you have to get talked to like you got off the train. didn't sound like that to me. How could it sound like that to you? Because I'm talking to the people up here that is known. They have to break that science down to you.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They even now can tell you the last thing that you
is to show you the last thing that you seen before you died. So we went through that particular stage, and it's time for me to go back up into this dwelling up here in this single cell of anatomy. And
conversation. Says, I know who, we know who, Mr. Remoter J, that's it.